One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep, and I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes
Oh, The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with MeUndies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my, which is not what this ad is about, but I am also wearing the super soft sustainable modal fabric thong with no roll back waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses, this Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues, and what a wild week we had this week, Pace Case. There's a lot of news to get to, obviously.
I mean, yeehaw.
Yeehaw in every possible way.
Yeehaw, y'all.
That phrase can be meant. We are going to cover so much today. We have so much news. We have a great state of the game coming up that has to do with one Maria Georges. We have all those parasocial plays that are coming out of Stagecoach, and we have some screams, some very interesting screams coming up. But before we get to...
And a royal wedding.
Yes, a royal wedding. Before we get to any of that, however, we have to once again make a plea. Can we please have screeners? We need those screeners. Without the screeners...
Please give them to us. It's for a good reason.
It is. It's to help the pit grow. If we can get screeners, we have some big plans for something we want to do Monday nights, perhaps live and in person here in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. So we are looking for any way that we can get screeners. And I should also say, I've received many DMs about screeners. People saying, I would love to be a screener. And some people, I think, don't know what it is.
I would love to be a screener.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well, I think some people might think that screeners are people who watch our show early. I think that's what some people may think.
All right. We should set the record straight. That yes. is not the one we're looking for right now. Maybe sometime in the future.
Right.
We don't have that kind of setup right now.
Screeners are early copies of The Bachelor and Bachelorette. So some outlets who cover the shows get copies of The Bachelor and Bachelorette the weekend before it airs on Monday night. And so they can watch them early and, you know, get their thoughts together and have their podcasts and coverage of the show ready to come out Tuesday morning. That's what we're trying to get is mm-hmm. early copies of Bachelor and Bachelorette. If anyone can help us.
The currently airing seasons.
Yes.
That's what we mean by screeners. We are too Hollywood. We're so sorry for the complex terminology. The people who might have access to these are people who work at NZK, on the show. Anyone who knows any of those folks, let us know.
Yes, we would be eternally grateful if we can acquire these screeners. But... now let's move on, Pace Case. Let's start this show as we always do with
Game of Roses. State of the game.
Okay.
I'm so excited for this State of the Game.
Mm-hmm.
I screamed when I saw it.
Yeah, well, I mean, how do we even begin this? Yeah, we're recording this on Thursday. So yesterday... Maria.
Here's how we begin it. Hey, Daddy Gang. Thanks for tuning in, Daddy Gang.
I mean, yesterday was wild, to say the least. Maria Georges went on Call Her Daddy, which is the, to my knowledge, the second biggest podcast in the world. It is hosted by Alex Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
And it's second only to Joe Rogan.
To my knowledge as well.
To my knowledge. Maria went going on the show. First of all, we should just say this. I covered this entire thing. If you want to see me watching the entire video of that podcast, go to our Patreon at patreon.com/Game of Roses. You can watch it with me in Clues Corner. We also have on YouTube a kind of cut down version of that, kind of the highlights, at least what I thought were the highlights of her appearance. A lot of very important things were said. Perhaps, and we're going to talk about those now, but perhaps the most important part of this, at least in my opinion, is that it occurred at all. That Maria Georges, who is still right now under her year-long contract with the show that states she cannot make any media appearances or create any media of her own for 1 year after the air date of the final episode of the season in which she appeared. And that was only a few months ago, Joey Graziadei's historic Bachelor season 28. She cannot make those appearances without the express permission of the show's producers. So not only did she get that permission, they must have consented to her talking about what she talked about in the show, which included why that she was Bachelorette for a little while.
They probably had to send them screeners, usually.
Yes.
To watch the episode before.
I bet they did have a screener. I bet they had a person there watching and listening, I would guess.
From The Bachelor?
Yeah, because there are a couple of things in the video as you're watching it. There's a couple of times where they just cut a chunk out, and it's an abrupt kind of jump cut, and you're like, all right, what did they say there? I don't know. I don't know what was left on the cutting room floor, but there were some things that did not make this edit. That said, the things that did make the edit, she talks about, again, being Bachelorette for a few days, I guess, why she denounced the crown, why she threw it away. She talks about having a flirtationship with one Nick Vial.
Let's go.
This is, you know, a few days after he got married, this podcast comes out. I believe they recorded it before that, though. And I would assume also that that's where some of the edits came from. I think the whoever at NZK and the producers and stuff watched this and they were like, lose that, lose that, lose that.
You think they made them take out lurid details about Nick Vial?
No, I think it was more around like Bachelorette stuff.
Mm. Yeah, that is shocking to me. I feel so excited about this event even happening because it shows that the show is forward thinking. They're like, hey, let's get our biggest names out there. She's promoting The Bachelor and Bachelorette, even if some of the things she's saying aren't like ideal. It's getting the show out there to this huge, huge audience.
Exactly. What you want.
That's mostly women.
Yes. You don't want to force the story to be withheld. You want Maria Georges out there on the second biggest podcast in the world talking about all this stuff.
I learned it was Georges from the promo also. My apologies for the mispronunciation.
Me too. But you definitely want her out there saying all this stuff so that people who don't know what she's from, don't know what The Bachelor is, are like, who is this girl? She's hilarious. Let me look her up. Oh, it's The Bachelor? This is the...
I want to watch her season.
Exactly. I want to watch her season and I want to see what's going to happen next. I agree with you. I think in terms of it being, you know, state of the game worthy, the biggest kind of game movement we're seeing with this is exactly what you said, Pace Case. The producers now kind of get it, maybe. Maybe they don't. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is a one-off thing. But you have to start asking yourself...
Maybe it's a one-off.
God, I hope not. But you have to ask yourself, why are they allowing this? Why are they letting her talk about having had the Bachelorette crown and given it up? Why are they letting her... She, at one point, starts talking about Wells Adams.
Like, they didn't talk about this. They hid this from the whole document in the After the Final Rose. She was in the audience.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just curious, like, if they have plans for her. Is she somehow going to come back into the fold? Would they do... It's hard to try and predict if she could be Bachelorette season 22. You know? I don't know. I think her name will kind of be in that mix for a while, but it's impossible to predict because what players are going to be in Bachelor season 29? They will have kind of first priority as the next incoming Bachelorette of what will be season 22. But if there's nobody in that crop, if they don't have anybody like a Maria...
Or is Daisy Kent still in the mix or is she out?
Well, we'll get to that in the news. I don't think she's in the mix. I think she's in a different mix. Let's call it the billionaire mix.
Let's go. Everything's coming up, Daisy.
Yeah, she's taking a page out of Madison Pruitt's playbook, I think. But there's a part in this interview where Maria talks about Wells Adams. And basically, shuts him down.
Christmas morning.
It's unbelievable. She says in this interview that Wells Adams, you know, kind of said bad things about her. I don't know if this was on a podcast or where he was saying these things, but she essentially says that he claimed Maria tried to have all these stipulations when she was going to be an incoming bachelorette, that she wanted to have her phone and she wanted to have one of her friends be a producer on the show. She doesn't outright deny these things.
She's like, I want my friend Tyler Cameron to be the host.
Yeah. He's like, hey, I'm not asking for it this time. Then he slips her $1,000. She doesn't outright deny these claims, nor does she corroborate them. But what she does do is say, hey, Wells, shut up. She says that. And then she and Alice Cooper go on to kind of talk about how Wells is this person who's been clinging to the franchise for a long time. And at one point, I guess Wells said, Maria will be forgotten. And so Maria's like, you think I'll be forgotten? I don't even know who you are. You're already forgotten. She says something along those lines.
Ooh,
I'm paraphrasing.
Shots fired.
Yeah, don't take my quote verbatim. But to have that happen in this interview, to have NZK and the producers watch the interview and leave that in also says something to me.
So do you think they definitely got to like look at the cut and approve it?
Yes. I think absolutely.
Interesting.
There's simply no way they would allow it
otherwise. I just wonder. I'm like, call her daddy. Maybe they don't let you.
Well, one of the other things that was revealed in this episode was that when Maria was bachelorette, the plan was she was going to make that revelation. She was going to announce it on Call Her Daddy, that they had that scheduled. And then Alex Cooper says...
So that's how it could be a one-off. She's just... Alex Cooper is a huge fan of her.
That's essentially what Alex Cooper says in it. I'm a huge fan. That's why I'm having you on. But she had Nick Viall and Natalie Joy on too.
Right.
I mean...
The choices are interesting. Colton, yeah. Joyal, and Maria Georges.
Yeah. But I think Maria Georges is, to me, she's the most contemporary of anyone in Bachelor Nation. She's kind of...
She's way more contemporary than those two.
She's the most important figure right now in Bachelor Nation. Will Wells Adams' prophecy come true? Will she be forgotten? I think that remains to be seen. She did mention...
That's such a crazy statement to say.
Yeah.
And just like mean for no reason.
There's a bitterness to it, I feel like.
You'll be forgotten. Well, I'll be forgotten. Sorry.
Of course, the earth will turn to dust. We all know this. But there is something in the statement from Wells that to me connotes a bit of bitterness. He is somebody who has truly clung to the franchise for all it's worth since his first foot stepped out of the limo. He wanted to be the Bachelor. He was never the Bachelor. Instead, he became a kind of, you know.
I remember when I watched that season, I wanted him to be the Bachelor.
Interesting. God, what kind of season would that have been? But he never made it. He never got to wear the crown. Instead, he wore kind of a perpetual fool's crown as this goofy bartender in Paradise who's doing these bad jokes and putting on wigs and making fun of the players and
patching up the truth box.
Yes. He has always been a guy, in my opinion, this is just my take on it. I don't know him at all. I simply...
Making fun of scallop fingers.
Making fun of scallop fingers, yeah. And making fun of people getting hit by waves. He just seems like a guy who has tried to insert himself in the franchise in a very meaningful way. In a way that is like, I have some domain here. Some dominion over what's happening. And that's never just been true, honestly. He is a hired, on-camera piece of talent for Bachelor in Paradise, which now looks like it's not even coming back for season 10 because last season was so bad.
I mean, if BIP ends, that's going to be, it's going to, that I don't know how well that quote is going to hold up.
No, I agree. Because I don't think they're going to have Wells Adams come in to host like a group date or something in the main show. If he's not the bartender of Paradise.
Really?
Absolutely. No way.
You don't think they'd have him on for some sort of like drinking competition or... mixology something, wine tasting?
Why? I don't think so. I just don't think he's like a thought in the producer's head who's making a season of Bachelor or Bachelorette. I don't think they're like, how can we get Wells Adams in here? I don't think they think of him at all.
Right.
He's like a part of Paradise, an insignificant part at best. Like, you don't need him to do what he's doing in Paradise. You certainly don't need him to show up in a main season.
They haven't brought him in for a main season, have they?
I don't know if they have or not.
Not that I can remember.
Yeah, not that I can remember either.
But they're certainly not going to start doing it once BIP is off the air.
Exactly. I don't think he's like a valuable enough piece of kind of the overall Bachelor puzzle to really think about or try to get him into the show. He has served his purpose in Paradise, and if Paradise has come to a close, I feel like that's that. You know, would they bring Jorge Moreno?
Bring back Jorge Moreno.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Please, I would much rather see him host a group date than Wells Adams, honestly.
I think he should come back.
Just my personal preference. Yeah. But this interview that Maria did here on Call Her Daddy is exceptionally significant. Again, we don't know if it's a one-off. I hope it's not. I hope that this is, you know, telling of what's to come for Bachelor Nation, that the producers are loosening the death grip they've had over all of these different players' careers and media appearances when they come off of the main shows, and they're going to let them go out and talk a little more freely. Because for what it's worth to the producers, this helps build the fan base of your show. You want players to be able to come out and talk immediately about all the controversial stuff that's happening in the nation, especially if they're at the center of it.
Absolutely. You want as many eyeballs as possible. People already think it's for TWR. People already think that everyone goes on to be an influencer. Lean into it and get more viewers. Like, it has to keep evolving or it will be forgotten forever, as our humble bartender says.
I think also it's true that, you know people go on these shows to become influencers, to become reality stars. We know that. Don't treat us like that's not the case. People do find love. People do get married, have babies, all of that. We'll talk about some of it in the news today. Mm-hmm. But that's the exception. It does happen. That's the exception. We all know that. So let the influencers influence. That's what we're watching the show for. We like it when people get married and have their babies. And oh yeah, that makes us feel good. And the process does work. You have your proof of process there. But the thing we want to see is exactly what we saw on Call Her Daddy. Why did Maria say no to the crown? I didn't even know the thing about the flirtationship with Nick Viall. I mean, that was rumored because of he liked a bunch of her posts and all that.
I had seen screenshots of the likes. Yeah.
Yeah. And now the unlikes. He went through meticulously and unliked all that shit.
That's tough.
I know.
The cover-up's always worse than the crime.
Yeah. You know, it is interesting, though, in terms of the Viall of it all. His position in Bachelor Nation is one, I think, of control, or at least from his angle. He needs to control narratives within Bachelor Nation. He needs to have some...
Well, that's why he does all those, like, voicemail tactics.
Yeah.
Only talking on the phone, etc. It's like...
It's smart. Don't leave a text message behind.
It's one way of doing it.
Don't leave a DM in somebody's inbox that they can screenshot.
Threatening people to take stuff down, to unquote things, etc. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely does damage control behind the scenes, but I think even in front of the scenes, he's trying to maintain some semblance of the gatekeeper of Bachelor Nation. And mm-hmm. and he's doing it, like, quite frankly. I think he is that guy at this point.
I saw he pinned to his Instagram a post of an article that was like how this Viall podcast became the Meet the Press of Bachelor Nation or something like that.
Yeah. And that's largely his publicist getting those articles written, but like good on him. Mm-hmm. Those are good articles. That's good optics to have out there. I do believe he has, in my opinion, he's kind of the most significant, podcaster coverage person in Bachelor Nation until now.
Yeah.
Until now. This is what the Call Her Daddy thing did. She's it.
I hope so.
That's where you go now. Viall is small potatoes.
I hope so. I hope she... I mean, the fact that you're talking about... in my mind, minutiae of Bachelor Nation, like Wells Adams on Call Her Daddy, this huge yes. platform, is hilarious. And this is part of why I was so excited. I was like, oh my God, I've listened to this podcast a bunch before. She's super charismatic and talented. Mm-hmm. And then for Maria to do this, I'm like, 2020 Gore has come true.
Yeah.
All of my dreams.
Not all. We true. Still need screeners. If that happens, then.
Except for screeners.
And this is truly 2020 Gore. But congrats to Maria on this. It's a massive coup, I think, to get the producers to allow this. Mm-hmm. And congrats to Alex Cooper, Call Her Daddy, on essentially, I think, becoming the podcast of record for Bachelor Nation. I think this is where you go to tell your story now. And if you can't get on Call Her Daddy, that means something, you know?
Ooh.
It's like, I don't want to Viall this out, but there are now tiers, not T-E-A-R-S, T-I-E-R-S. There are levels to this, you know.
I didn't know what you meant, but yeah, thank you.
My pleasure.
Cheers to this stuff, yeah. Of course. Call Her Daddy is obviously number one. I guess Joe Rogan would be number one, but...
I don't think a Bachelor person has ever been on Joe Rogan.
Have they had Bachelor people on that?
Not to my knowledge. But now, if you're coming out of Bachelor and you have something to promote, something to say, whatever the case may be, Call Her Daddy is where you want to go.
Mm-hmm. Spill your tea.
Then I think it's Vial. Then it's probably Bristow-ish. I don't know where Happy Hour even ranks in it.
It's not high.
Like the official Bachelor Nation podcast is an afterthought to most of these people, I would say.
That's part of why this is state of the game is traditionally, that's the only podcast that they would let these people go on.
Yeah.
You're not getting new listeners. You're not getting new people who don't watch Bachelor already. It's just Bachelor fans.
If the Bachelor producers are smart here, they try to pipeline straight into Call Her Daddy for every player who gets kicked off. Like they used to do with Happy Hour, like you're saying. Just try to get them on Call Her Daddy now and make Bachelor basically become a part of the culture of Call Her Daddy in a very real way.
I think you go, here's the tiers. Number one, Call Her Daddy.
Uh-huh.
Number two, Vial Files. Number three, Game of Roses.
I love it. I love that. Yeah. Game of Roses is obviously your third choice.
I'm being real, you know?
I am too. But that's it. That's our state of the game. We've got Maria Georges appearing on Call Her Daddy.
Don't worry. There's more of it to come later in this episode for Parasocial Plays.
That is true.
In case you're not satiated yet.
That's right. We will satiate you no matter what. But that's essentially the state of the game here. I mean, it's a gigantic shakeup from top to bottom in terms of how the producers are allowing their players to go out and talk about things, in terms of Call Her Daddy really now embracing Bachelor in a way that they've had Nick Vial, or she's had Nick Vial and Colton on and stuff like that, but this felt different to me. Mm-hmm. It just felt...
They were leads.
Yeah, felt different.
They were leads. It was long after their season. This is the shooting star coming off of the most recent season, so I think it's very different and so great for all of us.
I agree. That said, let's move on, Pace Case, to our next segment. This is a segment that we only do during the off season.
What are you watching?
What are you watching?
So, I'm watching... Well, look, Clues and I don't think we have really the same taste in media, except for Bachelor.
That's probably
true. And 90 Day.
Yeah.
You suggested, you said you have to watch Baby Reindeer sight unseen. Don't even read the log line. And I did. And I watched until there was a sexual assault scene and I stopped watching. Mm-hmm. But I watched a bunch of it. But it was very scary and dark and I was pretty confused why you told me to watch it.
It's the number one show on Netflix. It's dominating every other show. Mm-hmm. That guy is going to be able to do whatever he wants now, probably for at least the next 2 or 3 years. I believe that show will win every Emmy, every Golden Globe that it's nominated for.
But me... It's too scary for me.
Oh, my apologies. I didn't realize. I just knew that it was a unique piece of media that was going to change stuff.
You know, Taylor the Rex. That's all I'm asking.
My apologies.
I also just, you didn't know that. Yeah. I just can't watch that. I can't watch SA. I just can't.
All right. Understood.
I don't want to for the future.
Noted.
I'm watching things in a different genre, though, this week. I finally made a palapa, Vanderpump Rules, season 11, the current season, or the most recent season now, episode 3.
Nice.
I am going to try to churn through those in order to get to the Valley, which I've heard is great, but time will tell how fast we do that. I caught up on Summer House. No, Southern Charm, rather.
Okay.
Caught up on Southern Charm. And then I watched two romantic comedies. Anyone But You, the Blonde People movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then was recommended Plus One.
Okay.
Which is more like the quirky friend version of that movie.
Interesting.
And they were both fun and cute.
Great. That's interesting.
You seen those movies?
I have not. I have not at all. I've been too busy watching something else.
They're about weddings.
I'm aware of what they're about. And the Sydney Sweeney Glenn Powell one has revitalized the rom-com industry, if you want to call it that. which I'm very happy about for personal reasons. That said,
I'm happy about that for you and for the world.
Oh, thank you. And the world thanks you. I did start watching the new 90 Day. I don't even know how to, it's 90 Day.
Is this an OG?
Paradise or something. I don't know. It's not the 90 Day Fiance. It's one of the offshoots, but it's new.
90 Day Paradise. Okay.
Maybe it's 90 Day Paradise. I don't remember what it is. It might be that, but it may not be either. It has one of the most disturbing human beings I've ever seen on any television show as one of the main characters. I think this guy's name is Kyle. Forgive me if I'm getting that wrong. He is a hobbyist, and his hobby is inseminating women.
What did I just tell you, Clues?
There's no sexual assault.
Okay.
This man finds women who want to get pregnant and don't want to go through the hassle or expense of going to a sperm bank.
Uh-huh.
He flies to where they are, or they fly him to where they are, and then he donates sperm to them.
Just like in a cup.
He says, at least now I've gone down the rabbit hole. I watched a Vice documentary on him. I watched all kinds of shit. He claims 95% of the time it's in a cup, but occasionally someone will want to just have sex with him.
Oh my God.
And so this guy,
he's like, but I do it for that 5%.
Basically. So this guy is now in Malta with this woman who has kind of contracted his services, but also they kind of have a thing. So they're seeing if it can work out. And immediately off the plane, he's like, he's putting her on a point system. If you do this, that's negative points. And if you do this, that's it's wild.
Scary.
I've never seen anything quite like this. And it does call into question the ethics of the producers, in my opinion, by having this guy on this show.
I mean, I think a lot of 90 Day seasons have made me feel like that.
Yeah.
And in part, that's kind of why I liked it a little bit, is it's just like, wow, this is wild. We're watching this. Because a lot of them, especially in the beginning seasons, they felt like kidnapping stories.
Yes.
Where there's such a disparity of like money or and age that you're just like, this feels like a kidnapping.
They've kind of turned that around, I will say. In this current season, there's also a guy who is dating a 19-year-old Colombian woman, and he has given her $100,000 over the course of the last year to pay for her apartment, food, lifestyle, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And she mm-hmm. lives like a very bougie kind of lifestyle. And now he's broke. He's hit hard times on his job. And so he's flying to Colombia tell her basically like, sorry, I don't have any money, but you still love me, right? And that's about, that shit is about to hit the fan in, I think, the next episode. I can't wait.
It's tough to turn off the tap like that.
I know.
Have they met before in real life or?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They met. He's visited her a couple of times. Or one time maybe, and now he's coming back. At any rate, I love all the 90 Days because the variety of people that they have in there.
Yeah.
Again, occasionally terrifying people like this sperm donation guy. But for the most part, just wildly entertaining. Gino and Jasmine are like, I think, two of the best reality performers in the history of reality TV.
It's wildly entertaining. There's so much inherent drama in the culture clash and the meetings of the families and friends of just like...
Yes.
Kind of trying to justify a fast engagement or whatever, or moving to a country where you can't work.
Yeah.
It is fascinating. Oh, God. And the reason I asked that was the last season I was just trying to watch was that guy had only, he kept the lady on a FaceTime 24 hours a day because she didn't trust him.
Brandon, poor Brandon and Mary.
And they had never met.
Oh.
They had never met. No spoilers, but he was going to.
No spoilers. Do you know what's happened with them?
Going to her land. No, no. Don't tell me.
Oh, shit. All right. I won't.
I'm going to catch up.
Brandon and Mary are the couple.
It's in the list.
I'm also watching a cartoon on Amazon called Invincible. Do you know of this?
No.
It's written by Robert Kirkman and some other guys, but he's the guy who wrote Walking Dead, the comic book. And so this is kind of like a...
Oh, I liked the show.
It's almost like The Boys... a little bit. It's hyper violent mm-hmm. and it's kind of about like what would it be like if superheroes were real.
Love that.
And it's all centered around this one family of a guy named Omni-Man who's like Superman basically, and he is married to a human woman. He's from another planet He's married to a human woman. They have a son, and the son is Invincible. That's his superhero name because he's inherited his father's powers. And then we learn a dark secret about the father at the end of season one. Very dark. And the son has to like reconcile that and be like, am I going to go with my dad and do this dark shit, or am I going to be Invincible?
Ooh.
It's great.
Drama.
Highly recommend.
You know, the lead of The Boys was in Plus One.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It's him and Maya from Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
What?
And Pen 15. Maya Erskine.
They're romantically involved?
Yes.
Interesting. Okay.
I know. I recommend watching it. She's so funny.
Strange casting.
She's so funny. Everything she does.
Well.
Especially drunk acting. Well.
That's what we're watching. Now.
That is what we're watching.
I'm also watching some other things. FYI. I've been watching my personal health. Mm. And I've been making significant gains in my personal health with AG1. Taking care of your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. That's why I've been drinking AG1 every day. You just put a scoop in water, which is how I drink most of my things. And you do it once a day, every day. You feel energized. You feel focused, nourished, strong, ready to take on the day. Each serving of AG1 delivers a daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple.
With AG1, I know I'm getting essential brain, gut, and immune health support with vitamins, probiotics, and nutrients from whole foods. I like to think of it as nutritional insurance. I know I'm covering my nutritional bases right off from the start of the day. I like to drink AG1 first thing in the morning. One scoop in, some water, stir it up, ready to go. I know I'm getting my daily nutrients as the first thing I do every day. Good to start off on a good foot.
Absolutely. If there's one product we can recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1. That's why we're partnered with them. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/roses. That's drinkag1.com/roses. Check it out.
I love vitamin D.
And now let's move on to all those tids that are fit to... Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.com. canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. Mm. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with MeUndies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my, which is not what this ad is about, but I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no roll back waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Print. This is Bachelor Nation News.
Speaking of vitamin D, two-time runner-up of Bachelorette seasons 10 and 11 and season 21 Bachelor Nick Viall and the woman who slid into his DMs without even knowing he was the Bachelor, Natalie Joy, are married. The Coachella enthusiasts were legally bonded at Joy's 300-acre family farm outside Savannah, Georgia on April 27th.
Of the venue, Viall told People magazine, "It's a place that has always been very special to Natalie. When I first visited, I was struck by its expansive landscape and vibrant colors." The wedding festivities began with a country chic welcome party on Friday, which included a mechanical bull, barbecue, and cutthroat games of cornhole.
The following day, the 170 guests were transported to the wedding ceremony in vintage trolley tour buses stocked with champagne and cocktails. Superstar players from the nation were, of course, in attendance. The Aya Canettis, Ben Higgins, Victoria Fuller, who is also one of Joy's bridesmaids, and Chris Soules. They met up there after their dalliances some years ago. They all lent their star power to the event, and Dear Shandy's very own Charlene Joint and Andy Levine rendered officiant duties.
Cute. The Joyal Child River was also part of the ceremony being held by Joy during the vows. Congrats to Clues' great one on this next chapter in his life. We wish the Joyals nothing but happiness and success as they live out their final days together on our dying world.
That's true, isn't it?
No notes.
Every day you wake up, you're living out your final days.
I mean, I guess all of them.
Yeah.
Speaking of final days, no. Speaking of next chapters, Courtney Robertson welcomed baby number 3 into her family this week. The Bachelor season 16 ring winner and host of the After Reality podcast gave birth to her son, Gabriel Ricardo Preciado, with husband Humberto Preciado on Sunday, April.
I left the date off. Sorry. I think that's 29, right? Sunday.
April. Let's look at a calendar.
It's Sunday.
Sunday, April 28th.
Hey, there you go.
Courtney took to Instagram to share some photos and make the announcement. Congrats to Courtney and her entire family.
Couldn't be happier for Courtney Robertson. But
yeah, she has very cute babies. There should be as she should be the one who's addicted to it in 90 Day to procreating. Next.
I don't know that that guy's addicted to procreating. I think he's addicted to having people fly him around the world to masturbate into cups, essentially. Courtney wasn't the only member of Bachelor Nation having babies this week. One half of Bachelor Season 20's unforgettable dynamic duo, the Ferguson twins, Haley Ferguson, gave birth to a daughter with her husband, hockey player Ula Palve, on the 27th. The Fergie took to Instagram to share photos of her baby girl, writing, Lovey Levine Palvey, and then a pronunciation in brackets, Lovey. You're the love we've always known was coming.
You're the love, I think.
Oh. That
is. The other Fergie, Haley's sister, Emily Ferguson, wrote, can't get over her dark hair. Love you so much, BB girl. Jen Saviano chimed in saying, how beautiful is she? Congratulations, mama. And Andy Dorfman added, aw, congrats. So very happy for y'all. She's perfection. Congrats to Haley and her entire family on their new bundle of joy.
I love seeing the Fergies just out there still doing it. They are.
Yeah, they're great.
In my opinion, they're perhaps among the most underrated players that have ever been in our beloved game. To have to go head to head with your sister on a 2-on-1, to have to get dismissed in front of your mother on that 2-on-1. The things that they survived and went through, and to see them shining on the other side, both married to hockey players, having their babies. Congrats to them. Up next.
I mean, I'll never have my baby get in the Stanley Cup. I'm a loser.
Never say never about that. I think that's okay. Possible. Next up in Bachelor Nation news, Daisy Kent might not.
What about the Hollander twins, by the way?
Not close to this.
But don't you like what they're doing? They didn't do very well, but that now they're kind of acting as these backup dancers to Maria.
Yeah, they're doing what they can do, but like you didn't go on a 2-on-1 and one of you get dumped in front of your own mother.
Well, I'm not saying they beat the Ferguson twins, obviously.
And they're not twins. They're.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, are we ever going to see a twin dynamic duo like the Fergies? Probably not.
I hope so.
That bar is set very high, but I just feel like because they were twins, they're...
Lyandykes!
We got some time to wait. But those are fraternal twins.
Well, yeah.
We'll see. Time will tell.
I'm using the term twins loosely. Sisters right. Are twins.
Oh, I wasn't aware. Up next in Bachelor Nation news, Daisy Kent might not be having a baby this week, but perhaps she's laying the groundwork with her new boyfriend. That's right. The runner-up of Bachelor Season 28 and Turner Downer of The Bachelor at Season 21 Crown appears to be getting serious with a new man, and she might be taking a page from the Madison Pruitt playbook because she's dating Thor Herbst, a professional racer for the Off-Road Desert Racing League Score International and the son of a very wealthy racing family known as, quote, the first family of desert racing in Southern Nevada.
Wait, so the first family of desert racing in Southern Nevada is going to pair up with the first family of Christmas tree farms in Minnesota?
That's what's happening right now, yeah.
Wow. They met in college at San Diego State University and reconnected after she left The Bachelor, with Thor reaching out to Daisy. They've taken a few trips together and attended that all-important Bachelor rite of passage, Stagecoach together. Congrats to Daisy. We wish her all the love and money she can get.
This family is, I wasn't able to corroborate this, if they're billionaires or not. I did see in some circles they are mentioned as billionaires, but they at least have a lot of money. Maybe not billion, but they have a lot of money.
Good for her.
I agree. And wrapping up Bachelor Nation news, happy 1-year anniversary to Bachelor at Season 20's Charity Lawson and her ring winner, Dotton Olubeko. Charity took to Instagram to celebrate the milestone and wrote, quote, happy 1-year anniversary. We did it, babe. Even with the odds against us, you are the love that I didn't expect, but changed my life for the absolute better. The way you love me and who you are proves to be true day after day that sometimes a good thing is just a good thing. I love you so much and forever grateful for you. And we in Bachelor Nation will forever be grateful for the incredible first fliceless season Charity and Dotton gave us. It was a turning point in Bachelor Nation, and we will remember it forever.
Yay!
Indeed.
I'm shipping this.
I really hope they last. I hope they
me too.
Make the... I mean, in thinking about this, Fleiss leaves. We are given Bachelorette 20. That couple's still together. We are given Golden Bachelor. That couple's still together. Nope. And then we're given Bachelor Season 28. That couple's still together.
Mm-hmm.
2 out of 3.
That's 66.66%.
Yeah. Not bad. We'll see.
Not bad.
Not bad. Not bad.
Not bad at all. You know what else isn't bad? What's going on outside of the Bachelor Nation news? What's going on our phones? Perhaps in the primary universe. This is...
the parasocial play of the week.
Last week was R.I.P. Griptoria, and this week is R.I.P. Coachella. Thank you for the parasocial plays you have provided. What was once the parasocial playground of the nation's players has dried up. Coachella is officially dead to the nation, and something has arisen in its place at the exact same location a week later, with the grounds slightly dustier and the music much countrier. Stagecoach.
God, speaking of music much countrier, I don't want to dangle this, but somebody's making an album, and it has turned out so far that it's all country. I have just completed a song called For the Right Reasons. Maybe I'll premiere it next week. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'm just going to drop it with my entire album. But
Country Clues, let's go.
Yeah, it's turning out.
Can I Steal You?
That's on there. Then you got For the Right Reasons.
Seasons 3 and 5?
No. Then you got I Love Cleveland is the next one I'm working on.
Oh, yes. That's so good. What a rich history.
Then you're going to have one called Love Levels.
Mm.
I got it all covered. Don't worry about it.
Okay. What about Femp?
Oh, yeah. I could do that. First Impression, I'll probably call it.
DLP.
I don't know about that one.
Okay, fine.
I'm trying to make these songs like good, you know, that you actually want to listen to them. And it's like, you don't need to really know about Bachelor to like the songs. But if you do know about Bachelor, the lyrics mean something different to you. Basically, you know
great.
What I mean?
Perfect.
That's kind of how I'm doing it. Yeah. What? No, we already read this. Many of the heavy hitters knew this was the festy to not miss and posted a deluge of cowboy hats, bolo ties, and brand endorsements. Daisy Kent, Rachel Nance, Godwin Thurston, Barbara Randolph, the Rachel Lindsay, the Hollinger twins.
Okay, not twins.
The Hollinger Sibs, Gore Girl Jason Tardik, the Gaysman Joey Grazide, and his real world paramour.
Ring winner.
Oh, ring winner paramour. I didn't know what RW meant. Sorry. Kelsey Anderson. Even Meatball was there.
Yes. The prolific Christmas tree runner-up player, Daisy Kent, posted her and her friend jumping into the pool on TikTok during Stagecoach Day 2. It's literally them jumping in a pool. 2.7 million views.
Oh,
huh?
Stagecoach is experiencing this thing right now. It's at its height, in my opinion. Will it be this big next year?
Yeah.
Is it going to become Coachella? Too big? I don't know. Maria posted selfies.
I think we'll see like the ice ages. I think it'll go back and forth between Coachella and Stagecoach for all of time.
Okay.
Depending on the lineups.
I'll roll with that. I think that's accurate. Maria posted selfies with both of the Taylor Lautners as well as headliner Lana Del Rey with the caption, quote, "The fact that the queen herself watched The Bachelor meant everything to me. She is everything and more. Red heart emoji." More importantly, she posted with Enemy of Shirts and Clues and Pace Case's bestie who invited them to all of his parties, Tyler Cameron.
There was notably missing, though, a few heavy hitters due to a scheduling conflict of the ages, like Barbenheimer. We don't know whether this conflict was intentional or not, but Stagecoach competed with the weekend of the similarly country-themed Joyal wedding. Bachelor Nation's Team Joyelle all posted about the wedding. Grocery, Serena, Natasha Parker, Victoria Fuller, Dear Shandy, and the Iaconettis, etc.
Joy and Vial's joint reel about their welcome party with the caption, quote, "The welcome party was giving love and country chic, raked in 2.8 million views and 122K likes. Vial's wedding reel includes dramatic slow-mo and voiceovers, the first of which is someone's speech saying, quote, "Welcome to a very special episode of the Vial Files to laughter." The caption reads, quote,
"LOL.
All I wanted to do was give Natalie the wedding of her dreams, and it turned out to be the wedding of my dreams, too." Natalie's...
tearing fairy tales to shreds.
Natalie's an artist. Every moment was her vision, and it was my greatest gift to create it with her. It exceeded my wildest expectations. A weekend will cherish.
I'm glad you got this one.
For the rest of our lives. I can't take this shit. Wish you all could have experienced it firsthand. We'll share more soon. Camera or movie camera emoji, sorry, at Lucy Cameron Films. Lucy Cameron Films. Natalie's an artist. Every moment was her vision, and it was my greatest gift to create it with her.
It's so good. It's so good. Creators. Maria Georges and Rachel Nance hilariously recreated their small rose ceremony tiff about Maria's Hail Mary on Maria's Instagram story and Nance's TikTok, where she racked up 150K likes and 1.2 million views. Brilliant.
Jill Chin and Rachel Recchia made cute English countryside road trip content on Rachel Recchia's TikTok, as well as a hilarious colonization-themed one of Chin making cringe face plays at a museum under the Chiron, quote, "When you realize there are no British artifacts at the British Museum." 140.6K views.
Hannah Brown recreated the popular Taylor Swift meme line, "You wouldn't last an hour in the asylum where they raised me," on TikTok, cutting from an image of her to an image of her on The Bachelorette, with the caption, "I'm sure y'all could guess where it was going to be. Crying, laughing emoji, tilted, all jokes, hashtag Bachelorette, hashtag Taylor Swift." I love when they do like all jokes. Like, obviously I'm kidding when they're like roasting.
Yeah. Yeah.
20.5K likes, 240.2K views.
Yeah. It's like, "The producers locked me in a basement for 3 days without food and water, and I had to survive on my own urine." All jokes.
LOL JK. Yeah. Hashtag The Bachelorette.
"I'm suing the producers for wrongful imprisonment." All jokes. Ha 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 ha. All of these were strong plays. However, there can be only one winner. Our Parasocial Play of the Week goes to a repeat back-to-back winner, Maria Georges, and Call Her Daddy's marketing team. They made a joint play, a real ad for their Call Her Daddy app.
Call Her Daddy.
For their call, CHD, for their Call Her Daddy app of Alex interviewing Maria, and then Maria declaring, "I'm going to slip into something more comfortable." Her signature taut outfit change play, 5.3 million views. In Call Her Daddy's subsequent reel, decked out in Call Her Daddy merch, Maria performs the splits all over the Call Her Daddy studio with Alex and a bunch of prop roses, 2 million views. Maria's still image post of the outfit change with the caption, quote, "Slipped into something more comfortable, ... for real this time, rose emoji," garnered 200K likes. We believe Georges getting the all clear to go on Call Her Daddy this early in her contract hopefully spells the dawning of a new age, and this Parasocial Play of the Week elegantly lives up to the hype of such an event. Congratulations, Maria. She deserves it.
It was so good. She got all her bits in there.
I agree. I just think we're witnessing something new.
The splits,
in Bachelor Nation.
The outfit change.
And it requires a special player. Like, let's not overlook this. Yes, the event itself that Maria went on Call Her Daddy, that any player from Bachelor Nation went on Call Her Daddy while still under contract to discuss rejecting the crown, to discuss, I mean, she's discussing open plays, manipulations that she was doing in the show as well. There's a...
to discuss which of our great ones she hooked up with.
That's true. She also has some edit contradictions. There were a lot of contract violations in that interview. And for the producers to allow it, and I assume not sue her, means that she is a special player who warrants this type of treatment. And hopefully it's going to open the door for other players to have it as well. That's Simply my hope. Mm-hmm. But now, let's move on, shall we, Pace Case, to descending into the deepest part of the pit, where we issue forth our screams about how our fandom of the show has affected our lives drastically. This is...
Screams from the pit!
Creature.
What?
Parasocial creature.
Did we have one this week?
No, but I just said Lulu, DLP's doodle.
Oh. Parasocial creature of the week, Lulu, DLP's doodle. Congratulations.
Congrats.
All right. Now let's scream, Pace Case. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Screams from the pit.
What's your scream?
My scream is your scream. We all scream together. This scream is not for screeners. This scream is our joint scream about an interview that we recorded Tuesday. We're recording this on Thursday, May 2nd. It's not going to air for about 1 week, but this is our biggest interview we've ever gotten.
Yes, absolutely is.
And it was an incredible interview. I think everyone is going to love it. And I couldn't believe it was real and happening. And it's my scream.
I would say it's my scream as well. I could, however, believe that it was real and happening because this is what classic. The pit does, you see. This is an interview that we talked about really wanting to have since the first episode of this show.
Big hint.
Yeah, and it happened. And I think it's only onward and upward. This is part and parcel with 2020 Gore. Mm-hmm. If we manifest something into the pit will manifest it into the world, and it will become real. So the screeners better be coming.
All of the Mount Rushmore of Bachelor Nation, I think we're going to interview this year.
I think so, too.
It's incredible.
We're definitely checking them off the list. And it was a fantastic interview. It wasn't just about being able to do it. The conversation mm-hmm. was really good. And there was a lot of open gameplay talk. There was a lot of real sport analysis of our beloved game that I was like mm-hmm. so happy that this person went there with us on those conversations.
Not expecting, but happy surprise to get this.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't wait for you all to listen or watch it on our YouTube.
Yeah, it'll be on both. But yeah, I would guess that that is my scream as well. There's just nothing. I've had some other Bachelor-related things obviously happening every day of my life, of course. That's mm-hmm. never going to change at this point.
Yeah, of course. It's a scream for every day.
I mean, there basically is. How many times, like, if I am in a conversation with a stranger at this point for more than 30 seconds, you will be talking about The Bachelor with me. That's just how it is. Uber driver, person at the grocery store, et cetera, et cetera. But I agree with you. Mm-hmm. The interview that we got to do this week.
Sharpens steel, I guess.
What you're saying, these strangers who don't even watch The Bachelor know what it is or steal? I'm just steamrolling some poor person who's like, oh God, I don't even have a TV. What is this guy talking about?
You know, you're practicing talking about The Bachelor.
Yeah, that's true.
In your off hours, you're always on.
Got to keep my steel sharp. And speaking of...
No, it's like there's nothing that sticks out. What we're saying, we have daily screams, but nothing sticks out like this event to me this week that... It eclipses it all, and I know we can't reveal it just yet, but only a week.
Yeah, 1 week away. It'll be next Friday that this comes out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well...
Taurus season.
Is it?
Yes, my birthday is coming up in a week.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
That Maria Georges interview also had a lot of astrology talk in it that was lost on me, but same for me.
I can't wait. I didn't want to watch it until I was watching The Corner, so.
Nice. Yeah.
I can't wait. And we're going to be talking about it on Digging Deeper, too. Of course.
That is true. Of course. But now let's talk about another scream, Pace Case. As everybody out there knows, we're not the only ones screaming. Anybody's in the pit, you're screaming. And if you want to give us your screams to play right here on This Week in Bachelor Nation, all you do is go to Game of Roses Patreon, which is at patreon.com/GameOfRoses. You get on our Discord with that Patreon, And then you issue forth your scream in a 1 minute or shorter audio clip. There's a channel in our Discord called Submit Your Screams. Put it in there and we play the best ones here. Are you ready for today's Pace Case?
Let's go.
Here we go.
Hey, Pace Case. Hey, Bachelor Clues. Here's the deal. My name is Gabriel, and I am getting married on May the 4th. Yes, I am a Star Wars fan, and I will have a lightsaber in my suit. But I'm also crazy deep in the pit. And we're going to be getting married at the exact venue that the Seattle Love is Blind weddings took place. We are going to be using goldware. We are going to have a traitor's style rehearsal dinner. Our bartenders are going to be serving drinks called 4TRR and 4TWR. Here's the thing. I need you to help me. What sort of rad quote can I insert into my vows from my favorite show of all time, The Bachelor? I love it. And I always have since the beginning. Please help me. Let me know what you think. Thank you. Cheers.
So what do you think? How can we help Gabriel? First of all,
my mind went to one quote, but I can't say it.
What? Imply it. What do you mean?
I don't think you want to quote someone who has been canceled.
Oh, I see. Gabriel, thank you for the scream. This is a high level scream.
It was, I'm a happily married man. And you just say that after. You say, I want to one day say to myself, I'm a happily married man.
Hello, I'm Gabriel, and I'm not the bachelor. I'm a happily married man.
Yeah, just like that. It's perfect.
Gabriel, thank you for the scream. This is a high-level scream. Once you're incorporating your fandom of The Bachelor into these giant life moments like being married, you're in the pit pretty deep.
And I love the reality TV theme, the traitor's dinner and stuff. Oh, yeah. So good. And I want to know what those drinks are for 4TRR and 4TWR.
Oh, yeah. What are they? What are they made of? I'm curious about that, too.
4TRR is like, it's like a non-alcoholic.
Right. Shirley Temple type.
Arnold Palmer. Yeah. Shirley Temple. 4TWR is...
straight vodka.
Four Loko.
Yeah, it's Four Loko and Fireball mixed.
Yeah,
this is what I would say.
It's a espresso martini.
This is I think no surprise coming from me. What I would say, the quote I would insert is, you took things from me and I'm okay with that. I wouldn't have it any other way. I want you to take everything from me, including how much I love you. I would say something like this, or I would say, how could you make love to me if you weren't in love with me? I might say that and spin it some way, you know.
How about, I know we've been living in sin, but guess what, everyone? I did have sex and Jesus still loves me.
That's a good one. Or even from that season, I'll be your Mr. Right, girl.
No.
Yeah. Why not just do that right there at the altar? Yes.
Add a guitar at the altar, secret guitar. Hide it under your coat.
Perform a Jed Wyatt original. Might be a way to go. What else? I mean, there's just so many, you know?
I mean, I think you do, you know, what are the famous proposal ones? Mm. Are there any?
1,000 times yes.
1,000 times yes. Everyone should include that. I feel like that's already baked in.
Yeah, 1,000 times yes is good. But I don't know. I tend to lean toward the non-proposal ones, honestly. I tend to just go toward Nick Vile quotes. Let's be real with everyone here.
Classic. Yeah.
That's how I see the show through that lens of Vile quotes. But we cannot say congrats enough.
You could do a challenging one.
Oh.
Taj can't pee, Taj can't poop.
Interesting. I don't know how that really factors into a wedding ceremony, but
exactly. It's a challenge. How do you incorporate it?
Definitely. I mean, I don't think you want the specter of divorce hanging over your marriage, but you could just say, don't stop believing.
No.
Huh? I found somebody.
I don't think you want that stain on love on your wedding. I
can't live without. There's a lot of good choices. I would go with the vile one. I would go with you took things from me and I'm okay with that. Personally, that's what I would do. But who knows? Anybody else? Sound off in the comments.
Let the journey begin.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Let the journey begin, yeah. At any rate, thank you so much for this scream. If anybody else wants to...
That being said, that's an easy one to get in there.
With that, or now I can now fully, comfortably say, you know how they always say that? Like, now that you've met my family, I can confidently say, I'm falling in love with you. Something like that.
No.
I can confidently say is usually a good little preface. I would go with something like that. At any rate, thank you for sending in the scream. We enjoyed it thoroughly. It is a very deep, dark scream. And we hope that wedding is the time of your life. It sounds really fun.
Yes.
Unlike every Tyler Cameron event, we were not invited.
Have a fun wedding. It'll be the day after this episode airs.
Oh, that's true. So hopefully we got in just under the wire with our good advice.
Yeah, maybe play a recording of this in the vows.
No, don't do that. Do not do that. But we hope it goes off without a hitch, and we look forward to maybe seeing some posts about it. Tag us in your wedding posts, and we'll repost them for you if you have it.
For the rest of your living days, I hope they're filled with love.
Absolutely. And we hope everyone's rest of your living days are filled with love as well. As we head into the weekend, we'll be back next week with many more episodes, including that one next Friday, which I think is going to be very good. Until then.
Very good episode.
Until then, Pace Case, what is that dwabat?
It's been 8,075 days without an Asian bachelor. Praise be, Dark Lord Palmer.
Please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.